Welcome to SCN 148. Oh god, we're 2 away from 150. We have no idea. We're just gonna. Rex suggested we just uploaded like an hour and a half of silence, which is probably what's gonna happen.
It'll be
Or
good.
just sobbing. An hour and a half of sobbing.
And then like glasses hitting a table so you can know that we're drinking and crying.
Yeah. And
So,
then a gun,
has
and
you
then a
heard of.
gunfire at the end, and then you never know what
Oh god.
happened.
And then we'll take that recording to the Museum of Contemporary Arts in Houston, and they'll play it
I went to
as an
that. You know what?
installation.
I was a member for them because there was a Groupon for a membership for $20, and I went there and I'm like, yeah, this is just a denim thing on a wall. I'm like, all right. I honestly don't know. I was like, I'd like to say that I kind of like, appreciate art, but some, it's just like, this is denim on a wall. And then one was just like a giant canvas of yellow paint. And I was just like, it's
Oh.
yellow paint. I don't understand. It's yellow paint. It's like, it doesn't look like there's nothing in the texture of what kind of, brush the artist used. It's just like a roller. I'm like, oh, okay. It's kind of cool, I guess.
Ryan, it's above you. Okay.
You're
Rex, we're going
not
to talk
supposed to hit
about.
it.
Yeah, you're not supposed to. You don't question it.
I am questioning it because art shouldn't be
No.
questioned.
Nope.
Rex and I are going to talk about our next artwork that we're going to do is just going to be poop smeared on the wall.
That's been done. Remember the Mona Lisa with poop elephant dung?
Yeah.
Yeah, but this one's going to be called Our Podcast, and it's just going to be poop on a
That
canvas.
doesn't translate well on audio. It's
Exactly. We're going to
symbolic.
be we're going to have an installation at the Museum of Contemporary Arts.
How are you gonna have installation of an audio?
You can like walk through it.
You can.
And then we could just play that mute that,
So,
and then you could see the
but you can
canvas.
walk through audio because, like, what's it called? Violent J said it's just in the air.
Oh God, we already started quoting Insane Clown Posse.
Just in the
Boo
air, man.
boo. This is gonna get too
Fucking
wild.
miracles. That's actually the
They
only song I actually know.
I
have
just
other
know when.
songs. I know, but I
Yeah.
don't
Yeah,
want to.
I'm sad that I know that.
Of course, you've heard Rex and Ryan aren't here as well as myself, Jesus. Drea, we don't know. She's MIA, and so's Sean. Sean's taking like a vacation from work, so can't really be like, Sean, you have your other duties or whatever. But moving along, this week, walked into Kroger's, and there was a display for Crystal Pepsi, and I bought like six can or bottles of it.
Okay.
And Rex, you also found some?
I bought oh God, roughly 14 of them.
I saw your Snapchat. I saw your girlfriend's Snapchat, and then it's just like her asking you to get a cart, and then you just came back with like a shit ton of Crystal Pepsi in a cart. To be fair, you got the cart.
I did get the card. It was all of the, well, I say it was all of them that they had at our Walmart. I left two of them for other people, but I
How
got all of
gracious.
them, right? But yeah, I grabbed all the other ones that were on display,
At least you're not
so.
like that guy who I saw at Target that took all the Nuka-Colas a couple of months ago, and I'm like, dude, come on, you're not gonna drink all that Nuka-Cola.
Yeah, I remember that.
If we're gonna be talking about like people grabbing everything off the shelf, as a toy collector, I've seen that happen way too much. But was yours in like a fancy display or no?
No, they did like what they did with when Tropical Sprite Remix came back out earlier this year, and they hid it in the like the coolers at the front of the store. They just kind of like threw it in there haphazardly.
Mine had an awesome display case. Like,
In your
I
Walmart?
really wanted to. No, it was at Kroger's. Because I went looking for the Swedish Fish Oreos.
Yeah.
But I couldn't
Good
find them, but I found
Lord.
some Crystal Pepsi.
Oh Lord, that's I can't even understand that.
Come on. I mean, the Japanese make, like, Kit Kats in, like, some weird-ass flavors, but they taste good.
But it's
So I.
Swedish fish, the stickiest of all chewy candy.
But it's not like they have the Swedish fish in them. Swedish fish flavored cream.
Ah, whatever.
So, anyways, I popped one open. I'm gonna drink a little bit of it. Rex, you got yours?
Yeah, I already drank one last night though, too.
The
Live
taste
tasting,
tastes just
guys.
like old Crystal Pepsi.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, yeah, I mean, they probably have the formula back in the corner, and they're just like, "Well, let's do this again." We got they want to cash in on the surge, the Ecto Cooler, than this now.
Well, from what I was reading, it is, like, they changed it up a lot since the original formula. Like, the original one didn't have caffeine in it at all. And this one, they reformulated it to add caffeine. It has 63 milligrams per 20 fluid ounces, which actually puts it on par with Mountain Dew.
Damn, son.
Yeah. Well, it's like a cup of coffee. The thing is, now that I'm more health conscious about my stuff, this has 250 calories for a 20-ounce bottle. Mm-hmm. And then sugar. Also the... Here you go. Here's the kicker. Sugars are 69 in a bottle.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I'm not... I was like, I can only do a third
that
of it.
That is more than that can of cherry Dr. Pepper I tried to drink over the weekend, which I took one sip. I'm like, F no.
Now, here's the thing, though. Like, I got some of the Ecto Cooler, too. And apparently that formula didn't change either. So I looked at these... And I'm like, man, I used to put some really shitty stuff in my body as a kid.
Yeah.
Because the Ecto Cooler is like 50, 60 grams, I believe, also sugar.
Yeah.
Oh, insane.
Yeah, but, Ryan Carbs has 69 grams of carbs, too.
Yeah, I mean, but Ecto Cooler never went away. They changed the name.
It was some, like, because they even so kept like the color. It was like Tangerine Green Blast or something.
Yeah.
But it went out of production also.
Yeah, but it's not like it completely disappeared right away like years ago. They still had it around.
Also, Rex, what is the expiration date on yours? Because that's really weird.
On Crystal Pepsi?
Yeah.
The one I'm drinking... Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah, it's really close.
Yeah, the one I'm drinking right now is October 31st of this year.
2016. Yeah.
Damn, son.
I'm not surprised, though, because this is probably leftovers from that run they did like last summer when they ran that contest.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that.
A bunch of it, yeah.
I don't know. That or they don't want people keeping it for, like, a couple years. And
people are going to do it. There's going to be that guy.
And going on eBay. And yeah. Well, you saw the guy that does all the eating challenges,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 2030, that same guy is going to drink the 2016, not the cooler, 2016 Crystal Pepsi, and then he's going to vomit.
Oh, God.
So I'm just saying, in 2026, can I get that same old song thing again and drink Pepsi Blue now? Because I really fucking love Pepsi Blue.
I want Pepsi Blue Black so bad. I want that and Coke Black.
Oh, my Coke Black is my favorite. Coke Black, that coffee Coke, it's phenomenal. It went down like smooth Coke and then had that coffee aftertaste and it had that like caffeine kick. That was perfect soda.
Yeah,
I'm surprised they're not doing it like with like how big Starbucks is now.
Yeah, and we had like we've talked about on the show like numerous times like back when I worked at the one in River Oaks.
Oh, yeah.
Like we had the cane.
Made me one.
Yeah, and I made it for Ryan.
It was like, great.
Yeah, it's so good. And then we got rid of the soda too, so we can't do it anymore. But man, I'm surprised like no one's hopped on the coffee cola thing again.
It was fantastic. It's mm-hmm. And my wife really likes DNL, which is like super caffeinated 7-Up.
You know, like all these old foods that are coming up, like from Ecto Cooler and this, and what was it, Pepsi Perfect? Well, I don't know if you could say that's a
Pepsi Perfect.
Is that a future one or what?
Pepsi Perfect. Did they release some Pepsi Perfect? They did some for Back to the Future Day, right? Last year?
Yeah, only for Back to the Future Day, and you had to either win like an online contest or you had to go to New York Comic Con dress as Marty McFly. Okay.
And then you go you go ask for a Pepsi free, and they were like, no, you have to pay for it. And then I was like, oh, okay, here's a Pepsi Perfect.
They were $250 online.
Fuck that.
Well, the guy that bought the old 1 liter or 2 liter Crystal Pepsi bottle, he paid $250 for that one too.
Jesus Christ.
So keep your Crystal Pepsi and sell it in 10 years for $250.
Oh my God, no. Fuck that.
What are some foods or drinks that need to come back?
So those Planters cheese balls.
Oh man, I remember those.
They need to fucking come back because they're like perfectly tiny round and shove like a bunch in your face and they taste great. I don't know why Planters got rid of them. I guess they were trying to like we're the healthy nut company now, so they got rid of our like junkish foods and don't know, no.
I remember Fruitopia.
Yeah. Fruitopia, though, like, they still do make it, technically. Like, it's not the same Fruitopia brand. I think we've talked about this on the show before already, too. The Minute Maid, like, juice beverages, the orange one is the orange Fruitopia, and there's a strawberry one that's the strawberry passion Fruitopia.
Oh, those hydrating boosts or whatever, the Greek kicks or whatever.
No, that's Mountain Dew. It's just like generic Minute Maid 16 ounce bottles that you can get at gas stations sometimes.
Well, that's boring.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, what about Orbitz?
I miss Orbitz. I want Orbitz back.
Orbitz, one of those drinks with those floating goo inside of them. Yeah, that's so weird. Oh man, no. I don't know. I haven't drank those. Like I saw those in the store when I was younger. I'm like, I don't know if I want this or not.
I tried them a few times. I barely remember it, but I would like to try it again.
To me, it was like Saban taking the Power Rangers and bringing them over here,
mm-hmm.
like Boba Tea, but American.
Yeah, they made like little gummy candies of like all of like almost every other show has like gummy candies. I remember eating Ninja Turtles one and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, our generation was fucked with how unhealthy we age. I think like thinking about it leading up to everything. Like the 80s, 90s kids are the ones that were like raised on the most junk food.
Yeah, because like we watch crap shows. Okay, guys, don't pretend that shows in the 80s are great. They're meant to sell you toys. And we have crap food. High fructose corn syrup really, you know, caught on when we were
McDonald's young. Was really big.
McDonald's was really big. Huge.
Yeah, so it's like an uphill battle now for us to be healthy. Trying to undo years and years of neglect.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess you know, with the overpopulation problem, that'll help us in the future. We're all gonna die early.
Yeah, with all the freaking diabetes.
Yeah.
But look. Oh well. But then in the future, it'll be like, hey, what's your favorite food that you can't get anymore? Remember fruit?
Oh wait, you know, added on with the whole thing that we were there with the beginning of cell phones, which probably had radiation, like really dangerous radiation in the beginning.
Yeah, like,
we'll get brain cancer soon.
Yeah, 20 years from now, people will start dropping dead. They're like, why? It's because the cell phones. And we're like, fuck.
Because the first cell phones, it's like SMS text messaging when it first came out was dangerous to your health. And now.
Yeah, no one knew that. Now, you know, people are going to be dropping dead in the next decade or so. Good luck, everybody.
Switching gears over to the Olympics because it's still going on. It's still pretty fun to talk about. USA, USA, USA. Yeah.
Are we winning?
Yeah. I don't know.
Good Korea.
Oh no! Yeah, good Korea had like 150 medals.
What?
Yeah, the best Korea has like 151 medals.
Is that inflated numbers or no?
According to the North Korean media.
Okay, there we go.
They have 151 medals.
We're leading.
Holy shit, we are kicking ass.
Yeah, by 34. Yeah. So we have 84 totals medal.
Yeah.
That, 84 medals total with 28 across the board.
Eat shit, China.
The UK is like next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have more gold, though, than China. All right.
Oh, but they have one. China has one more than them. How is that?
One more what?
I guess they're going by gold then.
Yeah, no. I think the winners of the Olympics should be how many medals you have.
Yeah.
Total?
Yeah, total.
Not gold only?
No, I mean.
I think some gold could be an advantage.
Yeah,
I guess you could say. I mean, someone could get like 100 bronze medals and no silver, no gold. You'll still look like the third place, you know?
But you're still pretty damn good. Better than most of the countries.
Yeah, so a lot of good political correctness has been coming out of the Olympics, including female representation.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been seeing all the stuff about that? Like
Simone?
They say something like, hey, this guy won his bronze and whatever. And then later on at the bottom, they're like, yeah, but this woman won gold and finer print.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or like so-and-so's wife won the gold.
Yeah.
And then I saw the guys from Fox News complaining about how women should wear makeup during these things.
Who said that? Is it that fucking, you know,
I don't. It was two guests.
Woman.
No, it was two male guests on Fox News.
Of course it was.
What the fuck?
And they were like, yeah, she should wear some blush to hide some of those zits so she can attract more sponsors afterwards and stuff. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Fucking.
It's so gross.
Yeah, gross. Anyway. So,
go ahead.
Huh? So I love the picture of Usain Bolt though. I mean, he was leading and he had time to kind of smile and be like, "Hey, what's up?"
Did you read the article about what it took to get that picture?
Yep. It was.
All right, so I didn't because I was just going to ask you since you know you're the photographer here.
There was, you know how people like kind of track the shots? That's really hard. That's really hard to do is kind of follow the shot, and then they also did some Photoshop to kind of like clear up his thumb. I mean, just to like you know make the shot doing better. It's whatever. It's not like they're shooting for National Geographic. I'm not really that pissed off about it.
It's not like that guy that spent 17 years trying to get that shot of lightning in the sky.
Really? Who did that?
I forgot who did it.
You know, you could buy a thing that costs $150 and just like, you know, do intermittent it shots.
It was like a weird perfect shot, though.
Oh, okay. I was like, the thing with photography is, you know, you have a certain level of skill, and then you will kind of like, that skill will take you very far. But you could also support that skill you have with technology. So if you have lots of tech, you can probably get to that level, but you still won't be just as good. But if you just have a shit ton of money, you'll be fine.
Oh my god! So I went up to look. I googled real quick. 17 years to take a picture. See if that came out. In Texas, it's legal to have sex with a 17-year-old. Came up. Just don't take a picture.
Okay.
And this is the fucking website lawnews.com.
Fantastic. fun fucking tastic.
Anyways, yeah, no, that was a really neat shot.
Did you see the shot from the front where he's actually looking to the right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one too because it really shows how fucking tired those other people are. They're like, oh fucking god, can we? And it's like, I'm dying here. And fucking Usain Bolt is just like smiling his ass off, you know?
Did you see the one of the guy that got caught like staring at two of the runners' asses?
Yeah. Yep.
That was kind of funny too. but yeah, no, some of the quotes from that one interview that I was talking about earlier, I think when you see an athlete, why should I have to look at some chick zits? Why not a little blush on her lips and cover those zits?
Fuck.
Because would you put money behind a gal that won the gold medal that looks like a washed out rag?
Okay. Can I take his face and rub it across rough concrete?
Tamara, look how beautiful you are with that makeup. What do you look like when you crawl out of bed in the morning? I'd rather have you now.
Who is this? Who are these jackasses?
Yeah.
Oh. They were on the show called Sports Court on Fox News.
Lord, if you're trying to be fucking edgy.
They're like two old dudes, though.
Of course it is.
They have to be two old dudes.
It's always like old white people. Like 90% of the time, if anything's going wrong anywhere... But I mean, I'm glad that the root of it.
I'm glad that they're getting blasted for that.
Yeah, they better be.
Yeah, they need to be.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like these Olympics have been bringing a lot of attention to things that we haven't paid attention to before.
So what about that one athlete who dove for that finish line that they did yesterday? Did y'all see that?
I missed that.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, so they were running. I think it was like the 500 meter dash, I think, or the 100 meter dash. And instead of just running, at the end, she dove.
I mean, I think, I don't know.
Was that freaking legal? Can you do that? Because everyone else was running normally. And then this athlete dove. And I'm like, that's not a thing you could do when you're running. That's not, you're supposed to finish the race running, not diving.
Mm-hmm. She said that it was unintentional.
Oh.
I don't believe that. I'm a cynical asshole too, but I don't believe that.
There's also the runner that had made a false start and was like immediately disqualified.
Mm-hmm.
that kind of sucks after training for so long, just to come up to the you know the start line and get disqualified.
What was he disqualified? Did he just jump the gun? I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If you. Also, actually, Miller's diving finish would have been completely within the rules, even if it had been intentional.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. They should change the rules. You need to cross running. You know? Just no. It's just no. Whatever. I'm kind of pissed off.
They're saying that there's quite a bit of other Olympians that use the same thing.
Oh, come on. You're just trying to be a good athlete and then do what you're supposed to do, and then you fail because this one person dives. That's not what the Olympic is about.
So you go to diving. Did you guys see the guy that, like, broke through the barrier?
No, I missed that.
Oh, and the guy who tried to jump on to the diving board?
No, he did. Yeah, he actually went through.
He tried to go to the very top, but then the guard tried to pull him down, so he just went to the middle one. It was great. He was taking off his cloak, Rex. He ran out, and then in between events, and then he was like taking off his stripping, and there's one guy chasing after him, and he went all the way up, and I think he was trying to get to the highest part, and then the guard was trying to pull him down, so he just went to the middle diving board and jumped, and he was like, "Ah!" That's great.
That's pretty amazing.
And then for some more positive news, the Kauai people are coming out of the Olympics.
Okay.
First off, that Brazilian Asian guy.
He's
everybody's heart.
Yeah, too bad Dre's not here because she has total crush on him.
She'll swoon about her.
Yeah, but that guy's like just he's too good looking that he should be illegal.
But also, I mean, like, his persona also, where he's all smiling and doing the cute Asian hand things, even though he's Brazilian?
Brazilian. Brazilian. Brazilian.
And then also the Chinese girl who's been goofing off. I really like the fact she thought she had won fourth place, and when they told her she had won a medal, she completely freaked out. Yeah. But she looks really dorky.
Yeah,
I guess you could say.
Yeah, and then she's all like super excited about like all that stuff. So yeah, everyone is like, she's like bae, and I'm like, all right, that's cool. she was generally super excited about everything.
Yeah,
it's great because she was talking about, I was like, hey, even though I didn't win the medal, I think I did my best. And she's like, you won a medal. I'm like, what? I should have tried harder.
But yeah, that's the Olympics.
Did
for
you hear
now.
About that that canoeist that got kicked out of their her diving partner because like she was having a sex romp all night?
Oh God!
Yeah, it was like Ingrid Oliveira banished a teammate, Giovanna Pedrosa, 17 years old. Damn. From her
Jesus
room
Christ.
Because of an Olympic village to have sex with a canoeist and compatriot Pedro. Before their dive, do not fuck before your event. Do it after your event, Olympians.
Yeah, that's just like, hey, I'm gonna throw all my entire life worth of training away.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's like physical, like working out knowledge. You don't do your sex things beforehand.
Yeah.
Well, she is pretty cute. So, damn, those people are. Yeah, this is why there's a lot of sex going on. These people are too good looking. Let's just close this.
Well, Brazil was giving them 24 condoms.
I know. It's like there's twice as many condoms than the last Olympics, or three times as many condoms. Question is, do this Winter Olympics have that many condoms? I think not.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
I don't know, because it's too cold. Well, yeah, if it's cold, they probably have more sex.
Yeah, I would think it'd be more.
Yeah. What's the next? Where's the next Winter Olympics?
Isn't it Kazakhstan?
I think it's actually Tokyo.
Is the Tokyo is 2020, and then the 2018 Winter Olympics is in Pyeongchang, South Korea.
Oh, cool.
Worst Korea.
Yeah,
they did not even win a single medal, according to North Korean press.
I got really excited for a second because when I was Googling it, I thought it said Pyongyang. And I was like, oh my god, good Korea got the Olympics.
It'll be just like when Nazi Germany got the Olympics. And then Jesse Owens just like showing everyone up, and then Hitler was like, "Fuck, God damn it!" And so I want King Jong Un to be like, "God damn it! Why are people losing?"
Oh man. Well, let's shift gears a little bit and talk some local news. Discovery Green, for those of you who don't live in Houston, it's a private conservancy area.
And they're owned by a private nonprofit. It's nonprofit, so it's still a privately owned park.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a really nice area for that hosts a lot of events.
We had a couple beer fests there.
Yeah, they do. They do beer festivals where you actually pay, but they also do a lot of free events, you know, during the summer for the community to come out. They have a really cool area with like water sprinklers and stuff for the kids to come out during the summer.
I went there to go Zumba one time, and I'm like, I'm sure.
They have a library there. Just a lot of things for the community.
They have an overrated restaurant. Sorry. I think the Grove is overrated.
I thought you meant like the little fast food one.
Oh, the fast food one's fine. The Grove is like has food, but it's great atmosphere. So you're like, oh, look at the park. I'm going to eat this shitty-ass fajita meat.
That sounds like such a bummer restaurant. Yeah. I'm glad I haven't eaten there yet.
It's not worth it. You're going to pay too much money just to hang out there.
So their big deal is they have been taking out all the Pokemon Go stops. The Pokestops.
They're about the to. People, they're still there, I think. They were still there over the weekend.
Well, they've contacted Niantic. Niantic hasn't really said anything, but Niantic already has said that they will be people will be able to opt out of having a Pokestop or Pokemon Gym, wherever they are. Which, I mean, that came from like the Holocaust Museum having problems.
Or like that
with
guy
them.
who bought a an old church and then you know renovated it to be his home, and now people are like going up to his house because his house is a fucking Pokestop or a gym.
Yeah, and I mean, of course, these all were all decided with the ingress trails, so it's not really like them choosing the spots.
Ingress is not as popular as Pokemon Go, so those people didn't really care.
Yeah.
And I've seen so much backlash against Discovery Green because Discovery Green is claiming that they've been losing a lot of money because of the fact that, you know, they've had to do maintenance, they've had to hire security.
More security, there's a lot of litter, a lot of cleaning that they do. Now, lots of, like, landscaping because people are all up in the park every day.
And I've seen a lot of the Pokemon community really hate Discovery Green, including people boycotting and
calling
it a piece of crap park.
That's the point. They're like, oh, they don't want us there? I'm going to boycott. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what
exactly.
That's what they're Discovery trying to do. Wants.
Yeah. Like, okay, good job, guys.
But I don't know. What do you guys think about that?
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. They have every right to do it. Yeah, it sucks. And it was really cool at first, but they have every right to do it. People were there outside of their operating times. People were littering. And it goes like a few bad apples. But yeah, a few bad apples will ruin the bushel. So,
yeah.
So
now here's also the thing, though. They have set hours for the park.
Right? They close at like
10:00. Whenever you open up Pokemon Go, it says, do not trespass.
Yes, you are literally trespassing at that hour.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like if you're breaking the rules, you're going to get things taken away.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, it basically comes down to, like, don't be a shitty person.
Yeah.
Like,
So does it suck? Yes, it suck. But they have every right to do it. They have every right because it's a privately operated park. So they have every right to do it.
Mm-hmm. And if you're going to get, like, upset about stuff like that getting taken away, like, don't be a shitty person about like in the first place, and things like that won't get taken away.
Yeah, and then I saw all those people are like, hey, oh we're giving them business by giving them foot traffic. What business?
Yeah,
what business? Everyone's stopping at that little corner store that restaurant we were talking about. I bet not a lot of y'all do that.
Yeah, the way they get money is from
event.
Parking from sponsorships and things for events.
An event.
Not by you going and playing Pokemon Go.
No. So y'all need to chill out and relax. Yes, it sucks. There are a lot of other places you can play.
Speaking from like over here on the south side of the very south side of Houston in League City, there's actually a park that I've been going to if I ever need to fill my Pokemon Go needs, and that's Walter Hall. Mm-hmm. What I like about Walter Hall though is nobody's outside of their car. It's a huge park that has Pokestops like all around a trail.
Mm-hmm.
And you could go there. My wife and I went. That was our Saturday night outing as we went to Walter Hall Park. And there was at least 50 to 60 cars driving that trail around.
See, that makes me feel like kind of awkward when I go somewhere, because I mostly play it at night and I like to go walk around because like where my apartment is, like there's a lot of places that I can walk to at any given time that are going to have like tons of Pokestops and everything. So I don't really take my car out unless we're like going like a town or two over to go play. Mm-hmm. And it makes me kind of uncomfortable when I get to the park at like midnight, 1 a.m. and there's just like people and their cars are on hanging out. And...
Well, no, this one is like you keep driving around it because it's A, it's so massive.
Mm-hmm.
B, it's, you know, it's nighttime and it was also raining that night.
Yeah.
Like, really hard. And the only time that we've gone is it's actually a 24-hour park. Mm-hmm. Or they just don't close the gates. I guess, you know, people have been behaving well.
Parks do have hours. They probably don't have like too much cars.
Yeah.
Too much. It's like 11. It's like that time, cutoff time.
Well, I mean, it might be because of the fact that they haven't had problems there.
Yeah.
Also, like any complaints or anything. We've been there at 3 in the morning other times, and I kind of don't want to walk around a giant park at 3 in the morning either.
No. So where Slender Man hangs out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go to Herman Park, and I go to the Buffalo Bayou, Allen Parkway Park, and it's fine. They have a bunch of gyms and Pokestops everywhere. So, I mean, I don't have I'm the bougie asshole who lives in the city. There is a Pokestop everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I mean it's fine for me. And like I said, you like freaking Vintage Park, and people wanna, and then people at Vintage Park want you to hang out there because it's a freaking like a shopping area. So
yeah.
And that's full of people. And but it's so far, it's like 8 hours away from me. Not really 8 hours, but whatever.
Yeah,
you,
I mean,
Rick, because you're probably closer to Vintage Park than I am.
Yeah, like I'm. No joke, it is not as far for me as it was like when I lived in Clear Lake, probably.
Yeah, so
it's so sad.
There's lots of places. Yes, it was taken away. Don't be all rah-rah-rah about it. Just move on, guys.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's it's just a game.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, we're gonna finish off with one more topic. Ryan, you want to take it on this one?
Oh, yeah. So so Mike Diva, I guess a video producer. He also does a lot of the different stuff. I think he's also a musician, maybe. Like, he's the one who did that kawaii Donald Trump one with that great, like, that Japanese girl. It was great. And then it's the one who, how to do chores in 2016, where you just vacuum your house with your freaking like hoverboard, or like the how to do chores in 2015, released a video with a lookalike of Hillary Clinton going meme queen, which he just references meme after meme after meme.
With an actress set.
That's just, yeah, a lookalike of Hillary Clinton. It's fantastic. And it's like, it's cringeworthy. So it's so cringe that it loops back around to being genius.
Well, not only that, but he posted it under Super Deluxe.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
So people watched it. A lot of his stuff is posted under Super Deluxe. Even the Trump thing was posted in Super Deluxe.
Yeah, that's, you know who runs Super Deluxe, right?
Ignitus.
Tim Heidecker.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Cool.
So, I mean, you can really see kind of where that comes from.
But not a lot of Super Deluxe stuff are funny, because I watched one about, like, you know, like being raped, and I was like, this is too, why am I watching this in this channel? I'm here to laugh. I'm not here to feel bad, you know, about my gender.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, Super Deluxe is like a whole community of people.
Yeah.
Like including Eric Andre. I guess people that graduated from Adult Swim.
Yeah.
And then people they find on the internet. Yeah, so.
But it's great. It starts off with that boy, and then she's like just a Harlem quote unquote Harlem Shake, which is really Gangnam Style.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like Pokemon Go to the polls. This is my favorite. And Harambe punches like a Charmander and he goes, "Do it for Harambe." That's when I just lost it. Because, you know, Haram is bae.
Yeah.
But I wish politicians would actually do more things like that, like actual ones.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you'll get a certain demographic, but in a bunch of demographics that actually matters, the ones who actually will go out and vote, they will be confused.
Well, wait, you know, how many years, maybe?
When we're in our, like, 50s.
Yeah. Yeah, wait 20 years and, you know, people are going to be doing the same thing.
Freaking millennials, y'all don't vote. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong.
See, yes, please. Trying to get them to vote. You got to help us out.
Yeah, then don't vote for freaking... Don't vote for freaking... crystals are the only technology we have, Jill Stein, okay? Please. You know. I want my kids to be vaccinated when we go to school, all right?
Or school should be outlawed, Mike Pence.
No, not Mike Pence. What's his name?
Gary Johnson. Gary Johnson. Sorry.
Mike Pence is. I'm so sorry for what Trump just said.
No, Mike Pence is like, I hate gays.
Yeah, I hate gays, but yeah. He's also an apologist, and they're like, well, Trump didn't mean it that way. It's like, yeah, he does, because he's an idiot. That's right.
But
you Trump supporters are fucking idiots.
Oh. Wait, I did want to talk about one more thing that wasn't on our topic list.
Mm.
Is it cool if we shift gears? Or?
Sure. Yeah. I just want to tell them they're fucking idiots. Oh, I'm being politically incorrect, like your God.
God Emperor.
God Emperor Trump, yeah.
No, I've been... last night, I binge-watched another series.
Mm-hmm.
And this is from, like, 8 p.m. to maybe, like, 2 in the morning.
Okay.
Ended up watching The Get Down.
Oh, yeah.
And that's on.
I'm gonna watch that.
It's on Netflix.
Is it that old Nico Nico Doga meme where they tilt the cartridge and then they spin around with the Get Down song?
No.
Damn it. That is such an old meme.
Baz Luhrmann has a 6-part series. You know, Baz Luhrmann from Moulin Rouge and Romeo and Juliet and everything.
I'm sorry. I really did not like that Romeo and Juliet. They also took out the. Her bosoms are float like clouds. They took out the boob line from Romeo and Juliet, where he talks about her boobs. I'm like, come on! If you're gonna go as far as like using your swords as guns, keep the boob line, please. Also, hashtag not my Mercutio.
I watched it for the first time like 2 years ago, and I thought it was okay. It's different.
It's funny. Do you mind my dumb at you, sir? Sorry, okay, I'm off track topic.
It's okay.
I like that Romeo and Juliet.
I really, really, really fucking liked The Get Down. Lots of good old hip hop in there. It's like the story. I don't want to say that the story of a hip hop group coming up in like New York in 1977.
But New York was still bad.
But they added a lot of real life elements to it, including. Like a part of it is the Ed Koch being hired or being elected mayor.
Oh, wow. How am I doing? That is such then, a specific. Sorry.
Grandmaster Flash is actually the sensei to this new young crew,
mm-hmm.
And that gets really cool. The guy that played Grandmaster Flash is he was spot on too. But yeah, no, the storyline is kind of like. Man, it makes it feel like the Avengers of hip-hop.
Okay.
A lot of the scenes were directly taken from Ed Piskor's hip-hop family
tree. Did he have something to do with it?
I mean, they used his book for reference. And
that makes
sense. He worked a little bit on it, too. But, man, it's just so feel-good. Also, Jaden Smith is in it.
Mm. Oh, good.
How can he see things if his eyes are not real?
He got to be weird in it. He's like, it's... four friends that meet up with this one guy, but out of all of them, he's like the graffiti like artist and all that, and he always has on like this jacket with like an alien and a top hat and stuff, which actually goes plays part of the story.
Yeah, okay. See, I used to make fun of him, but then he showed up as a superhero to his prom, and I'm like, you have all my respect. Love you, Jaden Smith.
But one of the, like, their DJ is Shaolin Fantastic. And first, like, he ends up being basically the anti-hero Batman to me of the whole fable.
Okay.
He's like a black weeaboo at first.
Blackaboo. They're called blackaboos.
Okay. Well, like, he's into the whole kung fu stuff. Of course, you know, that's why his name's Shaolin Fantastic.
It's Chinese. Nah, yeah, they're not weeaboos.
Yeah, they're not weeaboos.
They're
sorry.
Like Wu-Tang Clan people. Stop appropriating our culture, black people.
But no, it gets really good. The message is great. At the end, it's all about positivity.
So it's a kind of like historical fiction of hip hop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, what was another thing that was made like that?
The Warriors.
Yeah.
It's like the 1970s or timeless freaking New York.
Yeah, no, there's something else that when I was watching it, I was reminded of it, but I can't remember what it was. But and the fashion is like so on point to like that transition between the late 70s and early 80s to like everything about it. So I recommend that. It's six parts, hour and a half each episode.
Oh, it's only 3 hours.
Oh, cool.
I can do that.
No, it's not 3 hours. It's 6 hours.
You said hour and a half.
Wait, hold on.
It said six episodes, an hour and a half.
Hour and a half.
Yeah, that's a pretty long time.
That's not three.
That's three. Six episodes,
that's
half an
nine
hour.
Hours.
Oh, an hour and a half. Okay.
Yeah, 90 minutes.
Okay, that's half an hour. Never mind. Can't do math.
Yeah, but if you ever, and you're Asian.
It's okay, so. Because people are appropriating our culture, so I can be bad at math. Oh, wow. You're very racist.
Good
guys. Yeah. Oh, man. We're going to end that note. We're going to end on that note right there. So.
Oh, man.
We're going to leave you guys with Hot Dad's newest song, especially since we talked about memes and Harambe and everything.
Harambe is the best meme. Okay, before we go, why is the Harambe meme won't go away? Harambe, I think, is the meme that's last the longest.
Because he's an actual figure that existed.
Like, yeah. That boy did not last as long as Harambe.
Well, thing with Harambe, too, is there's a lot of different ways that people can, like, a lot of different directions people can take it in, and, like, more so than Dat Boy, since Harambe actually is a person that existed, or I say a person, he was an animal that existed in real life, and there is just so much surrounding his life and that incident. Yeah. Like,
it died down, too. It's like, the thing with Harambe, and then there was, like, a few memes, then it kind of died down, and he's just like... Literally, they brought him back to life, like with me.
Also, Martin Shkreli wants to bring him back to life.
He does. He needs friends so bad.
I'm telling you, he's playing the villain so he can have someone to hate. He's not that bad. He's just like he's like Batman in The Dark Knight. He's like they need to hate me, so I will be that guy.
But Shkreli?
Yes,
I agree with you.
Yeah,
that guy to me. He is my favorite villain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We need like, someone to hate right now.
Because, okay, so the whole pharmaceutical thing, I don't know if you, like, everybody was like, oh my God, he wants to raise the prices. If you have insurance, the insurance was going to pay for that price. But he said, if you really need the pill, you can just, like, write us a letter and we'll get it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, not only that, but his whole thing with the Wu-Tang, his videos. Did you guys ever watch his videos that he was sending Wu-Tang?
Yeah, they were pretty great.
They're like he should have been the Joker in Suicide Squad, not Jared Leto.
I watched that, by the way. I did not hate it as much as y'all did. I thought it was okay. 6 out of 10.
Wow, that's high.
Yeah, that is very high.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah. I really liked Will Smith in it. I liked his line where.
Okay, look into the editing and the
pacing.
Oh,
no, the pacing and the editing is terrible.
And the music?
Music is, it's like, hey, look, music. Hey, Fortunate Son. It's terrible. But
and the writing?
The writing.
Okay.
The writing wasn't that bad.
It's
like,
not bad.
Was...
It's a victim of the editing.
Most of the performances were great.
Yeah. So that's why I give it a higher score. I like it when Will Smith was talking about how he wants to get out, and he was like trying to make a deal, and then like if his daughter doesn't get a good enough grades, he goes, "I want you to white people that shit." And I was like, "Yes."
That was a really good line.
Yes. And I do know that it's Will Smith acting like Will Smith. It's okay. But I really liked him in there. I liked the guy who played Diablo. I thought he was a nice tragic figure. It was great. Mm-hmm. I did not think what's his name did enough, Captain Boomerang. He also did not throw that thing at the end. That's all he does is throw things.
No, but so that was a heavy thing.
It doesn't matter. They should have like put like a here's a grenade on a boomerang. They should have rode around it because he needed a big thing to do.
Yeah, his power was throwing stuff, and literally his only like thing he did in that movie was be Australian and drop the pink unicorn.
Yes, he needed
that. He had.
He needed something funny to do, and Killer Croc already
get stabbed in the cache.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, that too. That's the thing that happens. So that's basically like his only job in the movie. Yeah, I guess it's better than Killer Croc, who gets to throw somebody and then make comments about how black he is
and get beat. That was so racist.
Yeah.
BET. God damn it. But I didn't think it was that terrible. I liked it better than Batman vs. Superman.
Alright, well, instead of ending on Ryan's racist comments, we're going to head in on end on his shit opinions.
Yeah, fuck you.
So anyways, we're going to go ahead and leave you guys with Hot Dad's new single, Harambe. I forgot what it says in the parentheses.
Harambe Lives or some shit, or...
It's a really good track, good, though. I love track. It.
And then he explains the whole thing with Harambe. Dahl talks about Schmeichel and Shkreli. You know, it's great. It's a great song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so...
Give him your money. Buy it. I did.
Yeah, get on his Patreon.
Yeah, get on his Patreon. I mean, I know you can list it unlimited on his YouTube, but go to his Bandcamp and buy that track, please.
Exactly. So, here's Hot Dad with Harambe, and we're out of here. So, on behalf of myself, Rex, and Ryan, good night, Space City.
R.I.P. Harambe, 1, 2, 3, died in a zoo in Cincinnati. Big ass gorilla, super ass strong, chilling in a modest cage all day long. 17 years of motherfucking bliss, until a couple parents lost track of the kid. 3-year-old in the moat, everybody, oh shit. Harambe showed up feeling inquisitive. Gorilla with the kid, gorilla with the kid. What the fuck we doing with gorilla with the kid? Gorilla with the kid, gorilla with the kid. What the fuck we doing with gorilla with the kid? Don't hurt him, Harambe. And I'm Hot Dad, Gorilla with the kid. Okay, we're back. Cost benefit analysis, make a quick choice. Wanna spread gorilla? Gotta save boy. Zoo employee with a loaded gun. Shoots Harambe with bullet one. Controversy, it was quite a scene. The transmutation from gorilla to meme. Gorilla with the kid, gorilla with the kid. What the fuck we doing with gorilla with the kid? Gorilla with the kid, gorilla with the kid. What the fuck we doing with gorilla with the kid? Gorilla with the kid, gorilla with the kid. What the fuck we doing with gorilla with the kid? Gorilla with the kid, gorilla with the kid. What the fuck we doing with gorilla with the kid? Dig out for Harambe, please. Harambe, 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 Harambe.
Now tell me what I'm supposed to do. That gorilla's dead in the zoo. An idea that can rectify. Let's bring Harambe back to life. Now tell me what I'm supposed to do. That gorilla's dead in the zoo. An idea that can rectify is bring Harambe back to life. Now tell me what I'm supposed to do. That gorilla's dead in the zoo.